This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد السلام عليكم قرآن ويكلي We are on the 27th juz and we are in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57. I recited two ayat to you, ayat number 16 and 17. And in these ayat, they're very powerful. I mean, these Madani surahs that are at the end of the 27th juz and they go on into the 28th juz are all supposed to take a nation of Muslims that are weak in faith and they're supposed to shake them up and they're supposed to revitalize their faith. And Allah just has this way of speaking to us that if you read these ayat while you're conscious of the fact that it's Allah talking to you, they're just really life-changing ayat. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Hasn't time yet come for those who've believed? Is it now the time for those who believe? أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That their hearts should be overwhelmed with awe by remembering Allah because of the remembrance of Allah. That their hearts should be filled with awe because they want to remember Allah also, in order to remember Allah. وَمَا نَزَلَ How do they want to remember Allah? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And their hearts should be filled with awe because of what came down from the truth. That their just listening to the Qur'an should just overwhelm them. That they should just feel this awe. We've been listening to Taraweeh. Those of you that have been going to Taraweeh or listening to Qur'an, Allah is asking the question, isn't it time that you felt something? Isn't it time you felt overwhelmed that Allah is talking to you through these words? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ And they better not become like those who the book was given to way before them. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ Then a long period, in parentheses, a long period of deterioration passed over them. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts became hard. Then you could read the book over them, it wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't affect them. They weren't emotionally connected to their book. We're learning in this ayah, we're supposed to have an emotional, not just an intellectual relationship with the Qur'an. We're supposed to have a relationship that moves us to tears. We're supposed to constantly be like, Allah is talking to me when you're listening to Qur'an. That's the drive I want to have with Qur'an. That is this month's opportunity to make this the month of Qur'an. That's what we're leaving behind. The opportunity to really turn this ourselves into people that have a relationship with Allah, and the rope that connects Allah and us together is this book. And every time we experience this book, we feel this closeness to Allah that just moves us to tears. Their heart should be overwhelmed with the fear of Allah, with the awe of Allah, the grandeur of Allah. Their muscles should become numb. That's part of the meaning of khushu'ah. Of muscles to become numb. You know? You just feel the sense of being overwhelmed. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ And so many, most of them are corrupt. So many of those are corrupt. In other words, there are people who will have a relationship with the book, but it won't be emotional at all. It'll just be ritualistic. And that is a tragedy. That is a spiritual tragedy when our relationship with the Qur'an is nothing more than ritualistic. You know? And this is the complaint of this ayah. And you know, when the hearts become hard, it's like the hearts are dead, right? So the next ayah I shared with you, that I want to share with you, oh, subhanAllah. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. Look at the placement of this ayah. You had better know. Allah gives life to the earth after it had died. What does this ayah have to do with the last ayah? The last ayah, hearts became hard. They were dead. And Allah says, I know how to bring the earth back to life. You don't think I can bring your heart back to life? قَدْ بَيَّنَ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. You know, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We're clarifying the signs to you so you can apply your intellect. Think a little. Think a little. Think what Allah is saying when He says we can bring the hearts back to life. The plants back to life. The dead earth, there's a season that comes and it comes back to life. Why am I bringing this up? You know, there's a particular season when the earth is green. The earth comes back to life. It's dead for a while and then the season comes, spring comes, and it's just Rabi'ah. It's the spring, everything rises. And everything's, you know, like lively and beautiful and colorful. Ramadan is the spring of our hearts. Ramadan is when our hearts come alive. Because we are connected to the Qur'an in Ramadan. That's what it's supposed to be. And this spring doesn't have to turn into a fall. That's up to you. Allah concentrated these 30 days so you can avoid other appetites and focus on your spiritual appetite. But from here on out, if you and I can carry this relationship, if we can keep reading a little Qur'an every day, with reflection, with serious pondering, if we can just take in a little bit of reminder every day, a little bit more I understand about this book every day, a little bit closer and closer to Allah I get every day, then I won't have to be like those who a long period passed over and they were completely desensitized to their book. This is a very personal appeal. To myself and to all of you, that we don't get lazy with Qur'an. That we don't allow Qur'an to become a passive relationship. That it remains an active relationship. That every salat comes to life. And we, outside of salat, we try to understand the language of it, we understand the meaning of it as best we can. And Allah will open those doors for you, I promise you. Allah will open the doors of understanding, and the doors of remembering the meanings, and the doors of like being conscious of what's being recited in the prayer. All of that will start coming into place. You just have to have the right intention. Allah says, isn't it time yet? As though He's waiting. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي? Isn't it now? Isn't it yet time? So this is the time. We respond to Allah, بَلَى. It is time. It is time that we turn back to You. It is time that our hearts soften. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give all of us soft hearts that tremble and that are overwhelmed by His remembrance and by His Qur'an. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make this Qur'an a case and a hujjah in our favor on Judgment Day and not a case against us. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.